Hello, Willie. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Wenna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sorry. Sorry.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself.
Okay, so
Also, introduce yourself. Okay.
okay. My name is Willie and I'm a college student. And I want to learn English because maybe for the next year I might go abroad to study my master's degree.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Where are you planning to go?
Maybe this US, the
Oh,
state,
okay.
yeah.
Nice. I'm from the US. So that's
Oh.
awesome. Okay. Where in the US?
I'm not planning yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck and I'm glad you're in class today. We'll just
Thank
have
you.
a one-on-one class for now, unless the other student joins later.
Okay.
All right, so this class is called Tell Me Something About Yourself. And the first question, imagine if you are going to college. Well, you are in college, so what would you like to study and why? So out of these, let's just first guess. Can you guess what this is?
The mu musician, he's studying like the
Yeah, get
music.
music school and yeah, it's like studying anything to do with music, right? What about
Yes.
this picture?
They're talking.
It is kind of hard to guess. It's okay. It's a medical school.
Medical school, okay.
This
And the
one.
third, some kind of the law or
Yeah, good. Law school. And this
law
one is
school,
kind
okay.
of hard to guess too.
I don't know.
It's a mass communication. Do
Mass
you know
communication.
what this is?
Nope.
Okay, so it's anything to do with like communicating or writing, so like journalism. Public relations, marketing, like that kind of area.
Oh, okay.
So which of these would interest you?
I would say medical school because I'm studying in medical
Medical.
school too.
Oh, okay. Are you studying to be a doctor or something else?
No, I'm studying biomedical science and I
Oh.
think maybe I'll go to some industry like pharmacy or
Okay.
Yes. That kinds of industry.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So why did you choose this major?
I like biology and it's just this simple.
Okay, yeah, it could be as simple as that, right? You like it. Awesome. Okay, so let's go on, and we're going to talk about the steps to apply for a school. Can you read for me step 1 to 4?
Okay, so step one is fill out an admission application. And step two is submit the admission application online. Step three, make a payment for the appropriate admission test. And step four, send all supporting documents, including transcript, financial aid, request form, proof of payment, etc.
Good. So I'm just going to go over some words here. So application is the form you turn in, right, to apply for a school. You might have to take a test. And this
Yes.
part, do you know what transcripts are?
Transcript.
Can you try to explain to me in your words, your own words?
Transcript.
Or if you don't know, that's also okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So transcripts are like the document that shows your grades, like your test scores or your grades are transcripts. Yeah. So we have to use those, right, to apply for school. And then this is only in the US. So financial aid is when we go to college and we need to apply for a loan, get money from the government to go to school. But you don't have that in Taiwan, right?
Yes,
Yeah, you
financial
guys are
aid.
lucky, right?
It because it the how do you say that? The fee, or if you go to school and you have to pay for the money, is higher than Taiwan, or why is that there's financial
Tuition,
aid,
right?
but yes,
Yeah, it's very high.
a tuition.
Yeah, it's very, very expensive tuition. Yeah, so most people can't afford it if we don't have a loan. So it's very sad reality in the US. So, yeah. But have you ever applied? Well, of course you applied for a school. So did you follow these steps when you applied?
yes, I think. Yes.
Except the financial aid, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
The
everything else in
proof of payment. I don't think I have submitted this before.
Proof of payment. Actually, I don't really know what that is either. But yeah. I guess maybe some schools need proof of payment, but my school did not. Okay. Are there any things different in Taiwan with the application? I wanted to ask, is there anything different in Taiwan from this system? Any other things are different?
I think it's all similar.
Oh, all similar. Okay. Okay, awesome. So our objective today is to talk about school, right, and admission, fill an application, and learn information questions with B. Okay,
Okay.
so can you read each description and then choose
Okay.
the word? Okay.
Okay, so a woman's family name before she is married, that is maiden name.
Good.
And highly skilled or developed, accomplished. Highly skilled or developed, accomplished. A goal. Highly skilled,
Good.
accomplished.
Oh, actually, no. I'm sorry. Okay,
Achieved, but accomplished, so achieved, right?
achieved, yeah.
Okay,
Yes, good.
so the third one, the aim or object toward which a person tries to achieve is a goal,
Good.
and the act of allowing to enter is admission.
Good.
Okay, so the last one, a resident of a city or town, especially one entitled to vote and enjoy their privileges.
Yeah, good. Privileges.
Privileges
Privileges.
there. Okay, so it's citizen.
Yeah, very good. Okay. So let's go to the pyramid here. So a pyramid, just to clarify, is a this triangle, right? That
Yes.
shows information according to ranking. Okay. So this is about the US educational system. So I'll just go through it. So preschool is around 1 to 2 years, but it's optional. So you can choose not to go if you don't want
Yes.
to. Kindergarten is 1 year. Elementary school, it says 5 years, but in my experience, I went to elementary school for 8 years. So usually, yeah, it depends where you go to school. So public schools is 8 years.
Think it's only 6 years in Taiwan.
Yeah, much different, right? Eight
Yes.
years. Oh, sorry about that. So it should be YRS, right? And then junior high. It's only if you live in like the suburbs, like certain areas, then you would go to middle school. But for me, I only went to elementary school and then
That's
straight to high
why.
school. Yeah, so right.
Okay,
That's why this is only 5 years. Or then college or after high school, there's many choices. So do you know what vocational school is?
No,
Okay.
vocational school.
So vocational is where you go there to learn a specific skill and get a certificate. So only in that skill. Yeah, 1 to 2 years. And do you know community college?
Is it just is this is there a difference between community college and college? Or just the same?
Yes, there is a difference, yes. No idea or ne never
No,
heard of it?
I never heard, yeah. Community college.
Okay. So community college is only 2 years usually, and people go there for AA, Associate of Arts, right? Or AS, Associate of Science, and it's cheaper. It's cheaper and it's more local, like in your local neighborhood. Okay. Or you can go to
So you don't
college, which
have
is the same.
to take the test and go to community college.
You still need to take a test. Yeah, still need to take it. But it's easier to get into
Also,
usually.
people in US will go to community college first and after that go to the college.
You can. So there's many different ways, right? Some people go to community maybe 2 years, then go to college, right? For 2 years. So it's cheaper, right? It's cheaper. Or some people don't need a bachelor's, they only need an associate, then they can just go to community college. Yeah. Or
I see.
this is the same, right, as Taiwan's 4 years.
Yes.
Do you know what these stand for? These two?
No.
Okay, no problem. So I'll also write it here as reference. So AA is Associate of Arts, and then AS is Associate of Science, right? And then BA is Bachelor of Arts. And what do you think BS is?
Bachelor of Science.
Right, exactly. Bachelor of Science. And then this is your goal, right? You're gonna go to graduate school, right? Graduate school. So what degree are you trying to get there?
The Master of Science, is that the M stands for master?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So it's the same, right? So this is science, this is art, master of arts. And this is PhD is higher, right? So PhD is what is it? Philosophy of doctorate, right? Doctorate of philosophy, sorry. Doctor of philosophy, yes. And then EdD is Doctor of Education. Yeah. Education.
Education,
Yeah, so this is the pyramid. So how what differences do you think there are with Taiwan's education system?
For me, I think I go to kindergarten for 3 years.
Okay.
Yes, and 6 year in elementary school, 3 years in junior high school, and also three year in high school.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
and after that, 4 years in college and maybe 2 to 4 years for graduate school. Yes.
So Taiwan doesn't have vocational or community college,
Yeah,
right?
I don't think
Doesn't
so. I
have.
haven't heard it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little bit different.
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna go here and gonna talk about your educational goal. So let's just go through these words. Are there any words you don't know here? Any or all good?
Complete credit for high school diploma. What is the word. Diploma.
Oh, okay. No problem. Diploma is like a degree, but for high school. The
Oh.
certificate you get when you graduate high school is
Oh,
called diploma.
okay.
Yeah.
Diploma, okay.
So kind of like a degree. Okay. So everything else is okay?
I'm not sure the vocational certificate is
Oh.
just the normal certificate. It's just
Yeah.
English or something. I go for a test and I get the certificate.
Pretty much. So it's the certificate you get when you graduate from vocational school. Let's say you
Oh,
went
okay.
here, right?
Yeah. So
Okay.
vocational school is how what did they teach?
Like for example, you can go there to learn maybe what's that called? Like maybe to be a technician, like to repair, or a
Oh.
computer certificate, right? Or a language certificate. You want to learn a certain skill, you can't go there.
Oh. So it only take 2 years to get a degree. Cause it's
True, usually two. Right.
cause in Taiwan it's if you go to college, you have to study for 4 years.
Yeah, same for us, same for us. So if you go here though, you just get a certificate. So it's not an associate, not
I
a
got it.
BA,
Okay,
right?
yes.
So you probably can't apply to many jobs, right? Certain
Oh,
jobs. Yeah.
okay. I get it. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So tell me about your educational goal. Which of these are your goals?
So, each goal, like
Or,
vocational.
oh, you don't have, you can just tell me like, maybe your goal is to
Oh,
just do
okay.
this, right? Or
See, the BA BS degree after earning associate degree.
okay.
Yes, and improve basic skills in English, reading, or math. Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Advance in current career, obtain promotion.
Obtain. Oh, okay. You mean your job, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, I have to complete credits for a high school diploma.
Right. But you already completed it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay,
Yeah,
so
I think that's it. Yes.
awesome. And a master's, right? Which is not listed here. Okay, so let's go on and we're gonna answer these questions. So, what is your first name? Very obvious, right? So, you could just
First
answer
name.
me. Your first name is Willie, right?
Oh
Willie.
yes. But I don't think in Chinese I have my first name and last name, but in English I
Right.
just Willie.
Oh, so your last for English, it would be Willie and then whatever your last name is. Right, whatever last.
Okay.
Yeah, so last name is your surname. Like for example, like Wong, right? Wong. Right, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
So
okay.
what is the highest level of education you have achieved?
So I haven't graduated from college, so the highest level of education is high school
Okay.
diploma.
Good. Yeah, you always say that, high school diploma.
Okay.
Okay. Where were you born?
Taipei, Taiwan.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
I don't think there's it's just my mother's last name, maiden.
Yeah, so your mother's last name before she married is her maiden.
Oh, okay, I see. So, yeah, YEH.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay, good. So just practicing answering these basic questions.
Yes.
And then we're gonna pretend to fill out an application, admission application for this college, Canyon
Okay.
County College. Okay, so you can tell me whatever you're comfortable telling me, or you can just make it up. So,
Okay.
what is your last name?
L-U, Lu.
L. Okay. And then Willie, right? Willie's
Yes.
here. Do you have a
And
middle name?
no.
No, right. Okay, so
Yeah.
we just leave this blank.
Okay.
And you can tell me your birthday.
April 25th. And year. 2003.
You so for all three, right? And then age,
20,
actually.
21, 22, 21. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not your birthday. Right. Yeah, not your birthday. Okay. Actually, now we're gonna just skip it, right? We'll
Okay,
just
okay.
make it up, make it up.
Okay.
And then place of birth.
Taipei, Taiwan.
Okay. And current address. We can't tell me a fake address. How would you write an address?
Number and street. Number and street.
Usually there's a number, right? It's a number here. So let's just say 1, 2, 3. And then how would you write the rest of this?
Like street or
Right, a street, right? So we'll just
oh.
make it up like we can say ABC Street, right? ABC
Oh.
Street. Just to practice, so
Okay.
apartment like 5, right, for example.
Oh, okay.
And your city is Taipei.
Taipei.
Okay. Is there a state?
State.
No, right.
I'm not sure what this state means.
Right. So this is for a US school. So usually they will ask a state, but there's no state in Taiwan, right? So you should just leave it blank.
Okay.
But if you did want a state, I can give an example. Like I can say Chicago, right? And the state is Illinois, right? Illinois.
Oh.
Right. Or where do you want to go to US? Maybe we can say like San Francisco, right? This is more popular.
Yes,
And
yes.
then the state is, what state? Do you know?
No.
Oh, no problem. Okay. Like California, right?
Oh,
California.
California.
This is just the ending number of where your neighborhood is. So you can say like 10012, for example.
Okay.
And then let's go here. So a fake telephone number. You can tell me a fake one.
Area code.
Do you know what area code is?
If it's mobile phone, it's like 886 for the first.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
Exactly. Yeah.
okay.
So, okay. And then we can just make it up,
One,
right?
two, three.
It's
Yeah.
not important. Yeah. And then your mother's maiden name was, you
Y
said,
E H.
YH. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Citizen of what country? Taiwan.
right. Good. And this.
What is the highest level of education you have achieved? High school diploma.
Good. High school diploma. And
What is your educational goal? Master degree.
yeah, good. Master's degree, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, very good. So let's go here. And we're going to study the information questions with
Yes.
be in present tense first. So
Okay.
fill in this for me. Fill in the
What
H.
is your name? What is your goal? Who is your teacher? When is your class? Where are you from? Why are you studying English?
Very good. Okay. So now this is past tense. So fill it in.
What was your goal? Who was your teacher? When was your class? Where were you studying English? Why were you living here, there?
Very good. Very good. Okay. So we are going to complete the questions. Example, what is your name? It's present, right?
Yes. Where is your class? What? Oh, the passes. So what were your teacher's name?
Oh, past tense was, what was it again?
What were your teacher's name? What was it? Wait a second.
What was, or oh, was your teacher's?
What was your teacher's name? Yes. Why were they
Singular.
why are they learning English? Okay, and when her class, when is her class? And what his goal for this year? What was his goal for this
Yeah.
year? Yeah. Okay.
Good, good. And then we're going to come up with a question. So, example, if the answer is Jenny, the question would be with a question word. What is your
Is your
name, right?
name? Yes,
Present.
okay.
Okay. So.
Where were you? I was living at home to save money. Where were you living?
Good. Yeah, where were,
Oh,
or
why were
why?
you? Oh, yeah. Oh,
Where were you
yes.
living?
Save to save
Also
money.
works, right? Also works, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I want to help my children with their homework. Why? To help my children with their homework. Why are you here? Why I want to help.
So just to clarify, it can be any question word. So it can be where,
Yes.
what, why, when, who, right?
Oh, okay. So maybe why are yeah, why are you here?
Why are you here? That can also work. So I will take it as long as it makes sense and it's grammatically correct, right? Okay. And then same. So three.
What is her name, Jenny? what is her name? What is her
Good.
name? Yeah. Okay, I'm from where are you from? My class was on Sunday. When was last year? My class was on Saturday. Last year. When was your class?
Good. When was your class? All right,
Oh,
we're gonna
last year.
add.
Oh.
Okay. So to review, we're just going to read it again to review. So I'll be the Q, I'll ask the question, you read the A, okay?
Okay.
So why were you living at home?
I was living at home to save money.
What do you want to do?
I want to help my children with their homework.
And the same. So what is her name?
Her name is Mrs. White.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ireland.
When was your class last year?
Last year, my class was on Saturdays.
Okay, so let's go here and we're gonna read this conversation and focus on the key words. So
Okay.
how about you be Beta first and I'll be Min.
Okay. Hi, my name is Bita. What's your name?
I'm Min. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Min?
I'm from Vietnam. And you?
I'm from Iran.
Interesting. I've never been to Iran. Tell me something about yourself.
Well, I'm studying English because I want to be an architect in the United States.
Wow, that's ambitious. Good for you.
And tell me something about yourself, Min.
In my free time, I make jewelry and sell it to help raise money for my grandchildren to go to college.
That's wonderful. I love to see your jewelry sometime.
I'd be more than happy to show it to you. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you some review questions and go through
Okay.
some words. Okay. So, where is Speeda from?
Bita. Bita is from Iran.
Good. Okay. Where's Min from?
Men from Vietnam.
Good. And how does Min ask Speeda to talk about herself? What does she say exactly? What does he
Men
say?
ask, so what does Beta say?
Oh, sorry. What does Min say to ask Bita to talk about herself?
Tell me something about yourself.
Good. So usually we will say, I actually asked you that in the beginning of this class, right? Tell me a little bit
Yes,
about
yes.
yourself, right? It's a common thing to say.
Yes.
And why does Bita study English?
Bita study English because she wants to be an architect in the United States.
Good. Can you tell me what an architect does?
The one who built something.
Good. What kind of things?
Building.
Yeah, good. So they design, right? The
A designer.
outside.
Okay.
Okay. And then Min says that's ambitious. What does that mean? Ambition.
She is very willing to do something.
Like someone
Right?
who has a lot of goals, right? Very good.
Yes.
Good. So,
Definitely.
Willie, are you ambitious? Let's apply this.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think you're ambitious. You want to go to America to study masters, right? It's pretty ambitious.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. What does Min do in his free time?
She make jewelry and sell it to help raise money for her grandchildren to go to college.
Okay, so what does raise money mean in other words? To do what?
To earn money.
Yeah, good. To earn money, right? In other
Yes.
words, okay. Okay, so let's read this again to review, but we'll switch. So you can be Min and I'll be
Okay,
Bita,
okay.
okay? So, hi, my name is Bita. What's your name?
I'm Min. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Min?
I'm from Vietnam, and you?
I'm from Iran.
Interesting. I've never been to Iran. Tell me something about yourself.
Well, I'm studying English because I want to be an architect in the United States.
Wow, that's ambitious. Good for you.
And tell me something about yourself, Min.
In my free time, I make jewelry and sell it to help raise money for my grandchildren to go to college.
That's wonderful. I'd love to see your jewelry sometime.
I'd be more than happy to show it to you.
Okay, very good. So let's go here and we're going to answer some questions again. So, where is Min from?
Vietnam?
Good, uh-huh. And
Okay. What
what
does
does
be
Bita.
to
Oh, go ahead, you
become?
can read it.
Okay, what does Beta hope to become in the future? An architect.
An architect, good. Okay, and next one.
Why does Min make jewelry to raise money for his grandchildren to go to college? The second one.
Good.
Okay, and what does ambitious mean? Having a strong desire to afford success or achievement.
Okay, very good. So let's go here. And we're going to practice introducing yourself. So only you
Okay.
here today, right? So let's just first fill this in. So you are from
Taipei, Taiwan.
Taipei, right? Taiwan. And what's a tidbit? So a tidbit. A piece of interesting information about you.
Interesting. Interesting information.
And because we have time and you're the only one here today, tell me four just to practice.
I have a pet mouse.
What is it? A pet mouse, you said?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, I would be so scared if I had a pet mouse. Okay. What other interesting tidbits?
I use fruit flies as my model organism of doing experiment.
Oh, so you mean for experiments for school, right?
Yes.
Oh,
Yes.
okay. Let's just say as
In my
my.
laboratory.
Okay. I'll say use fruit flies for my experiment.
Okay.
Cool. Interesting. Right? What did you use the fruit flies for? Just to practice speaking.
We use two older and we have to make them thirsty first.
Okay.
And after like 18 to 20 hours, we gave them two older and one with water paper and test to see if they have memory, like if the A older have the water paper. And so after the training, like for a day, 24 hours after the training, we test to see if I gave them two older A and older B, and see if they choose the older A, which have water previous.
Oh, wow. So what did they choose at the end? Did they?
They will choose older A, so we can activate or knock down the some kinds of gene to see if they have changed the behavior.
Oh, very
Yes.
interesting. That sounds very complicated to me, but interesting. And that must have been tough, right? Because fruit flies are so, I personally think they're very annoying, fruit flies, right?
Yes.
So to have a bunch of them, wow. Okay, that's interesting. What's another interesting tidbit?
I can sleep 13 hours a day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I could do that as well, right? Sleep 13 hours a day. Awesome. And one more.
I don't like garlic.
Don't like garlic. Okay.
Yes.
Don't like garlic. So, can you use all of these tidbits, all this information, and introduce yourself? So, tell me in full sentences.
Okay, so hello, my name is Willie. I live in Taipei, Taiwan. I work as, what's that mean?
Oh, so work as means your job, but you're a
Oh,
student, right? You're a student.
I work as students.
So if you're a student, you could just say, I'm a student. I'm a
I'm a
student.
student. Okay, I'm a student and I have a pet mouse. And I use fruit flies for my experiment. I can sleep 13 hours a day and I don't like garlic.
Very good. Good grammar. Okay. So let's do a more practice since we have some extra time. So
Okay.
let's say, yeah. So let's say, tell me your hobbies. Okay. And we're just gonna give you some more practice. So why you're learning English, and let's say a short-term goal you have and a long-term goal you have. So
Okay.
first, you don't have to tell me in sentences. You can just fill this in.
Okay. Hobbies. Watching YouTube. Is that
Okay.
count as a hobby?
Why not,
Okay.
right? Anything you like to do in your free time.
Okay.
Anything else? Any other
Oh,
hobbies?
I used to play basketball.
Okay, play basketball. Cool. Anything else?
Hobby. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, and why are you learning English again?
I want to go abroad and study my master's degree.
Okay, go for and study my master's degree. Okay. And your short-term goal, which means in the near future.
Graduate from college.
Okay. How much longer do you have?
One semester.
Oh, that's very soon. Okay.
Yes.
And your long-term goal?
Finish my master degree.
Oh.
Long-term
How
goal.
so how long are you planning to go to America for this master's degree?
I think 2 to 3 years. It
Oh.
depends.
Okay, 2 to 3
Yeah.
years. Yeah, there's some master's degree that's only 1 year too, right? Only 1 year.
Oh, in it's only 1 year in America.
I'm not sure in America, but in some other places, right? It's only 1 year.
In Taiwan, we often we usually study for 2 years.
2 years. Oh,
Yes.
okay. Why? So just to we have time, so we can't just chat, right? So
Okay.
why? Because your English is pretty good, and it's only one-on-one today, so I think
Thank
this lesson is actually a little bit easy for you, right? So
you. Okay.
maybe you can even try something more challenging
Okay.
if you can, right, in the next time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. How come you're not studying in Taiwan for master's?
Sorry.
Oh, so how come you chose to study in the US but not Taiwan for your master's?
Oh, so for one is I want to practice my English, so I think go
Oh.
abroad and the environment can help me.
True.
Yeah, so the first reason is to study English. And the
I
second reason is in this kind of biomedical field, in the US is it have more resource compared to Taiwan.
I see, I see. More resources, right?
Yes. And the company usually will hire someone have the degree from abroad instead of Taiwan.
I wonder about that. Because I'm not Taiwanese, right? So I'm not quite sure, but I do think like Taiwanese companies like people, right? Yeah, with degrees from abroad, right?
Yes, I think
Why is
it's
that?
because they can make sure that you can speak English.
Oh, I
I think
see.
that's the one reason of they choose. 'Cause if you go for like TOEIC test or yeah, the all kinds of English tests, they can only like measure your reading or grammar. Yeah,
That's
like
true.
these stuff. So
Yeah.
they don't know if you can really communicate with someone.
Yeah, I do have a lot of students there. Like grammar is great, right? Or
No,
spelling is
yes.
great, but they have trouble expressing themselves, right? Or just talking, like just
Yes.
normally talking is the hardest part, right, for a lot of
True,
students.
true, true, true.
I think your conversation skills are really good. Yeah.
Thank you. But I can't really express myself with I can't say what I want to say.
Oh, what do you mean? Because I feel like you told me a lot, right? And you were able to
I
express your
changed
opinion.
the word. I don't know how to say and switch it to the simple word.
Oh, I see. So vocabulary, right?
Yes.
Vocabulary. Oh, okay. That's okay. You can accumulate more over time, right? Like through TV, movies, songs, class. Okay. All right. So all these things you told me, can you tell me in a paragraph, full sentences?
Okay, so hello, my name is Willie. I live in Taipei, Taiwan. I am a student and my hobbies is and I like to watch YouTube and play basketball. Why you're oh and The reason why I'm learning English is I want to go abroad and study my master's degree. And my short-term goal is to graduate from college. And for my long-term goal is finish my master's degree.
Very good. I think you did a good job. And you also, the important part, you changed the tense, right? You know when to
Yes.
change the tense. Like, I enjoy watching you two, right? Or I enjoy playing basketball, right? Good, good.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So let's go here. And let's just practice making some questions and we can take turns answering just to practice, right? For the
Okay.
rest. Okay. So I want you to use these words, question words, present tense, and make some questions and we'll answer. So, first one.
Okay, so what is your name?
Good,
I
okay.
can like okay.
Yeah, you can ask anything you like, right? So just practicing. So I'll answer. My name is Wenna, all right? So what is your name?
My name is Willie.
Okay, good. So who? Make a question, present tense.
Who is your teacher?
Who is your teacher?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have a teacher, but who is your teacher?
You are my teacher.
Good. Okay. When?
When is
You can even make it more complicated if you know more vocabulary, right? Which I think you do.
when is the when is when is hey
When is
I just went blank
one
I
blank? It's okay. I'll give you one first. I can ask you like, when is your favorite time of the year? When is your favorite time?
When is favorite time? When is your
It is hard to come up with questions like that, right? Good practice then. Good
yes.
practice.
When is your favorite time of a day?
Of the day, okay. My favorite time of the day is after work, right? What is your favorite time of the day?
after school.
After school, yeah. Awesome, okay. And then where?
Where are you live?
Is that grammatically correct? Where are you live?
Where do you live?
Right, where do you live? Right. So if you were to use are, what can you ask? Where are? Or you can use is, either is or are. Where?
Where are you living? Where?
Where? Or if you want to ask just me, right? I'm only one person, so you would
Yes.
have to use singular.
Okay. Where is
But you can't say you live, right? So how can you rephrase that question? Where is?
the place?
You can
Where
say that,
okay, where is the place you live? I
Yeah,
think.
you can say that. Yeah, you just
Oh.
add a that, right? Where is the place that you live? Where
Oh,
is
that is
that
okay.
you? Or you can just say, where is your home, right? Where is your home? Where is your
Oh,
house?
right.
Okay, awesome. So I live in Taipei too, right? So,
okay.
okay, and last one, why?
why are what
Because they are. Because they
okay
are.
why
But you have to ask about something that's plural, right? Like, for example, I can say, why are. Let me
Why
think.
are you being a teacher? Can I
Okay.
say that?
Why are you being a teacher?
Is
So, no being. You can say, why are you a teacher, right?
Oh, why
Why
are
are
you
you
a
a teacher?
teacher?
Or why? Yeah. So I'll say I'm a teacher because I like to teach people English, right? I think it's fun to have that cultural exchange.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Good. So you can keep doing this if you want to keep practicing and do it with
Okay.
past tense. Okay.
Okay,
All right.
sure.
Okay. Thank you, Willie.
No, thank
I'll see
you.
you next time. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.